As Suzanne works her way to the microphone, I would just like to alert Wendy Wolfberg, you are next, and Ed Leckler, then Chris and John, and then Woody.
I just
okay?
need the light.
All right. But right now, with some spoken word, Suzanne Owens is going to read another one of her thought-provoking poems.
Fantastic. Really fantastic. The whole evening is, as a matter of fact. This is evening knowledge and morning knowledge. Evening knowledge, the knowledge of man is an evening knowledge, vespertina cognito, but that of God is a morning knowledge, mutatina cognito. I don't know better. Emerson. In my galaxy, an insect's wings vibrate at a frequency 100 times a second, and its stars rotate in spiral arms. I live in one of those arms going left. My galaxy spins around the center every 200 million years. Yet, in a day, my cells will be renewed. I hope they will be good ones. At night, I hear my heart thump like spring thumps on the sun. Although this year, my heart is not in spring. I've been swept out by a tide. Still, I will conform in the pattern of this design. The motions of the earth and moons, their rhythms are part of me, and I am part of them. Second, minute, day, year, decade, millennium, time, the dictator, stamps its signature on everyone. Each war seems different, yet the same. The Earth's climate cycles once every 100,000 years. How can we change our weather? Mornings, when I awaken and stare through the window above my computer at the tree, her hardened buds turning burgundy, I'm alive to some mythic energy. Before dark, I peer out at her again, pick and peck for news. How does it happen? Give me a sign. How will you convert from skeletal bear to corpulent bloom? My curiosity is not uncaring, but feeling assailed by my eyes, she remains on guard, silent, bare, withdrawn. She will not give away her secret. Then one night in April, upon arriving home, I close the car door, look up at the tree, and there, solid buds transformed, swellings of ruffled foliage. That night, while I sleep, my tree, like certain gossips I have known who obtain information from an intimate source, then relay it on to others, for their own self-importance, my tree has dispatched her novel intelligence without telling me. I awaken to observe a landscape of red-winged growth. In the yard, the wood, along the street, and over the hills, a whispering campaign. Every tree has heard the news. Every branch is filled with heads like clover. They nod and banter into fields of air while I am still standing here on this earth.
Thank you, Suzanne. Good poem.